T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We say good morning to Gabe Davis of the Buffalo Bills. How you doing?
Morning. How you guys doing?
Great catch on Sunday. Wow.
Thank you.
Are you going to paint it up and put it somewhere?
I don't know about all that, but we'll find something to do for it. For sure, this is the first one.
Gabe, growing up in Florida, had you ever gone to a Dolphins game? Is that part of your world?
No, I've never been to a Dolphins game. The only NFL game I've ever been to was a Tampa Bay game. When I was real little in the third grade, watching them play the Green Bay Packers.
I feel so bad because here you've had your first NFL season, first two games of your very first NFL season, and we haven't been able to provide any fans in the stadium. I promise you, when it happens, you're going to be very impressed with the Bills fans.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people tell me, you know, I've never got a real taste of it just because we haven't had the Bills fans in the stadium. So I just can't wait for the day for that to actually be, you know, happening and be able to actually experience it all.
It seems like when you're on the field right now, when you're not playing with any crowd at all, that you can hear every single thing that's happening on and off the field. Is it that way for you?
Oh, yeah. You can hear a lot more usually than what you're able to hear when there's a big crowd in the stands. So, you know, you have to start switching things up and, you know, being able to adjust to that.
Who was the first person you talked to after the game on Sunday when you made that incredible catch in the third quarter and scored the touchdown?
Luckily, my mom and all of them are in the stands, so I was able to, you know, see them and see the reaction, see, you know, talk to them a little bit.
Were you surprised how many Bills fans were at that game on Sunday when you had your touchdown?
Yeah, Isaiah McKenzie was pointing out to me on the sideline. He's like, you're that screaming, that's all Bills fans down here in Miami. So it was definitely different to see that, you know, they traveled, you know, so far.
Oh, we'll go anywhere for a good Bills game. On the phone with number 13, Gabe Davis of the Buffalo Bills, made that incredible catch on Sunday. So, Gabe, who's your best friend on the team?
Oh, man.
I don't want to pick favorites.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, gotta be picking favorites. My boy Isaiah Hodgins, the one I came in with, you know, I'm real tight with him, real cool with him. That's probably, like, you know, my go-to guy.
When you first got to Buffalo, what did you learn about Buffalo that surprised you?
That all Buffalo got is football, really. That's all Buffalo got is football. So I know how it sucks right now that nobody's able to come watch the games because there ain't really that much else to do.
There's a few things sometimes, but we're all shut down right now.
We do other stuff too, just so you know.
I promise you, there's a couple other things. You just need to find the right things. Have you seen Ed Oliver ride his horse?
I haven't seen him ride his horse like in person, but I've seen like videos and clips of it. I told him you got to teach me how to ride a horse because I want to learn how to ride a horse.
So Sunday we've got the matchup of the unbeatens in Buffalo. How are you guys preparing for the Rams?
Preparing for them just like we do every other week. Playing football just with different going against different people. So, you know, you got to treat each week the same, and that's what we plan on doing.
All right, let's talk about Josh Allen. Would you ever talk to Josh about his mustache?
No, because as soon as I see him do it, I expect nothing less from, you know, the things and the decisions he's made when it comes to stuff like that. You know, he's that type of playful person. So when he cut that mustache, it didn't even surprise me. I didn't even say nothing about it.
On the phone this morning with Gabe Davis of the Buffalo Bills, let's talk about how you got to know Sean McDermott. What was the first time like when you met him? He's an intense person, but a great guy.
Coach McDermott, I feel like, you know, he's a player's coach. You know, he can be intense kind of coach, but, you know, he's all for us. He puts us first. He's a great coach. I'm so happy, you know, to be a part of a team, you know, that he's our top leader of. I mean, mm-hmm. He's just a great guy overall.
I feel like I can't not talk to you and bring this up. 2017, you're at the University of Central Florida. You guys have an undefeated season and then don't get to play in the playoffs. Was that like, as a college football player, what was that like?
Just knowing the players that we had on that team, that was so great. And the things we were doing that season, I feel like they really separated us from everybody else. You know, it was a little frustrating, but obviously we took on, you know, a pretty good team in the bowl game and was able to come out on top, you know, just to show that, you know, we have the athletes that could have stuck and played against, you know, anybody in the States. So,
have you gotten to know Bills Mafia?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you know, they're on social media and everything, but, you know, I've yet to, you know, get the experience of game day, you know, just waiting on that to really be able to see what Bills Mafia is like.
If I run into you in and around town, let's say I'm at 7-Eleven and I see you, are you cool if I come up and ask for an autograph and say hey, or what's your game?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. You know, I'm not worried about anything like that. I've had people come up to me while I was pumping gas at a gas station, ask for pictures and stuff, so...
That's amazing. Right. Or no, just be like, here, you hold this and I'll take the picture. Much easier. And what's your message to the Bills fans as we get ready for game day on Sunday?
You know, when we see it all over social media or however the best way you guys can do it, you know, see it around town, you know, days before the game, everybody's out hanging out. So, you know, we're doing this for them. We're trying to, you know, be able to stay successful throughout weeks of football. And when the time comes back, you know, it'll be something special for them to watch.
I love it. Gabe Davis of the Buffalo Bills. Nice getting to know you. Congratulations on that catch. Get that number 2 touchdown this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Nice talking to you. Gabe Davis of the Buffalo Bills on KISS 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.